Fox FM News.
Good morning. It is 5:49 in Saskatchewan, 6:49 in Manitoba. I'm Nick with your Fox FM News. Two BC residents have made bail following their arrest in Yorkton last week on drug and weapon charges. 23-year-old Jason Ford is scheduled to return to court on June 25th, while 18-year-old Emma Loverin will be back in court June 11th. The RM of Hazel Dell and the town of Kelvington have lifted their respective fire bans. Both of them say fire hazard conditions in their areas no longer exist. And if it wasn't sold in Regina or Saskatoon, but a $1 million 649 lotto guaranteed jackpot ticket from Wednesday's draw was sold somewhere in Saskatchewan. So check your tickets. Winning prize number is 216-399-13-01. And in sports, NHL playoffs, Tampa beat Washington 4-2 to even the East Conference Final at 2-all. And in the World Hockey Championships, Canada beat Russia 5-4 in overtime in quarterfinal play. They take on Switzerland tomorrow in a semifinal. In MLB as well, Oakland doubled up on the Jays 10-5. Your Fox FM forecast, we're going to have some showers ending today, and then it'll be clear throughout the day. High of 17 degrees, dropping down to plus 1 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 19. Sunday, sunshine and a high of 23. Monday, sunny and a high of 25. Tuesday, sunshine, high of 28 degrees. In the region right now, it's 5 in Wynyard, Wadena, and Kelvington. 6 in Broadview and Mooseman. 5 in Russell. 7 in Roblin. And 6 in Swan River. Cloudy skies outside in Yorkton, Melville. East-northeast wind at 3K. 84% for your humidity, and your temperature is 5 degrees. I'm your boy, Nick, and that's your Fox FM News.
Nick is the marshmallows and your Lucky Charms.
Reader is the nutritious cereal part.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
You know what? I couldn't help but notice this morning in the news, Luke, that somebody won some money in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, someone just won $1 million, but it wasn't in Regina or Saskatoon. So somebody in a smaller town is going to be coming out a little richer.
Yeah, if you bought a 649 ticket, go and check it, because you may have won $1 million. Also, coming up tonight is the big old Lotto Max, $60 million grand prize. I think it's 39 or 29 $1 million prizes, so you're going to be winning a lot of money in the province. So did you buy a ticket for the lottery?
I didn't, no.
Oh, I bought one. I always buy one when it's that high, because why not, right?
Maybe I'll have to get one.
You should. It's like $6. That's a week of coffee, and you don't even drink coffee that much.
No.
I don't drink coffee at all. So there you go. I'm using it to buy a lottery ticket. What would you do if you won $60 million? That's so much money.
I don't even know where to start. You have so much money, you just, I don't know. See, maybe buy some stuff. I don't know, maybe a new car, new house for my parents maybe, but we'll see. I don't know.
So you would be a giver.
Yeah.
Would you consider buying like a baseball team?
Maybe,
like the team that you're playing for right now, would you buy them out?
Oh, yeah. Buy a mode, my team now. Change the name, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd try to do that. That'd be fun.
I think it'd be cool. It could be cool to do something like that. Yeah.
You could be a team. You can be an owner. Be like Jerry Jones. You wear your Super Bowl ring and sit in the box seats. You already sit in the box during Cardinals games, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do with the lottery. I tell you what, this is such a cop out, and I know that everybody's like, oh, Nick, you're so lame. I'd probably still work. I don't know. I love my job here, and I love hanging out with everybody in the morning. So, I'm not going to say I do this job for free, because then and my boss is probably listening on the way to the office right now. So, not that. I'm saying I just still work.
So, yeah, if Nick wins it tonight, he's going to...
Yeah, no, don't say that. No, just scratch that.
Bert and Ernie.
Mac and Cheese.
Batman and Robin.
Hall and Oates.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
Some things are better in pairs.
Use your imagination.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I feel like we can break some laws. The police presence is no longer in the studio. No, big thanks to Constable Gustavo for coming in from the RCMP here in Yorkton to tell us about how to be safe over the long weekend. But that is not the only thing that is happening this long weekend. Royal wedding, dude. Are you excited about this?
I'm not. It's cool. You don't. It doesn't happen very often.
I got the fever. I got the royal wedding fever, dude. His Royal Highness, Prince Harry, Miss Meghan Markle, they're tying the knot this weekend. Of course, we got them a gift. It's in the mail. cost me $40 to ship that to the UK, so I hope they get it and open it. And one thing that I kind of forgot about when it comes to the royal weddings that I want to talk to you about is the hats. When Prince William got married, there were some stupid hats. Like, actual stupid hats. Like Fergie, the Duchess, her daughters wore ridiculous hats. They weren't even, I wouldn't even call them hats. They were just things that were on their head. The Queen had a dope hat.
Well, yeah, she's, her hat's,
it's just normal
hat. Not weird, yeah.
It seems like all, like, the cool old ladies have normal hats, and everybody else is just trying way too hard.
Trying to be like, maybe they're trying to be like her.
Do you think there's going to be some weird hats tomorrow?
Most definitely.
Is that like a tradition that I don't know about when it comes to royal weddings?
I think so. Maybe it's whenever somebody in the royal family gets married that they have to wear a weird looking hat.
I feel like that's, we should get Chris Ash on the line about this one. What is the infatuation with weird hats in the UK? Like, they got those royal guards that have those big fuzzy hats.
Yeah.
Everybody wears dumb hats at royal weddings. When, like, judges and people in court have to wear powdered wigs. That's a silly hat law. Yet nobody wears baseball caps in England. I was reading a travel blog and they said, don't wear a baseball cap. You look like a tourist.
Well, then I guess if you're there, wear a baseball cap because you are a tourist.
You know what? If I ever visit the UK, I'm just going to wear a stupid hat and I'll fit right in.
Morgan Mindy.
Laverne and Shirley.
Nick and Reader.
All shows.
That's it. Really, just two name shows.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
More hits and more favorites with Loud Luxury, Brando, as well as Fox FM Mornings. Nick hanging with you. Luke's hanging with you, because Luke's here filling in for Reader. Hey, you know what? We're almost done, dude.
Yeah, last day.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Been a great week.
Had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've never heard a bigger lie in my life.
If you go to foxfmonline.ca right now, I just want to say big shout-outs to Robin in Yorkton. Robin won the round yesterday of Patch Up Your Pad. Robin, if you don't, if you can't recall, she was the one that said she and her boyfriend, they're very tall, and they have very tiny cabinets and countertops in their kitchen, so they want to get new countertops for their kitchen. They're going on to the next round of Patch Up Your Pad voting, and that's all thanks to you guys out there that are voting right now. FoxFMOnline.ca. The next set of people here for round one are up. We got five new photos, five new people. So a couple Melvilles. We got Rhonda and Christine from Melville, Mike from Kenora, Ryan from Swan River as well, too. All sorts. Some deck stairs, looks like some electrical panels that may need rewiring, some siding that needs to be done here, too. And then we were talking about this. This is great. Lady said that the plaster on her walls is damaged because of her boys banging chairs against it when they were younger. So she wants to fix her walls finally. She said in the little write-up that the boys are older. They tell me it hurts to look at. Well, why'd you do it, boys?
I think it just happens. I can relate to it, so.
When I was a kid, my parents had like a wooden accent piece across the wall that was level with the chairs. That was a thing.
Kind of like a giant doorstop.
Chair stop.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't damage the wall.
So if you ever did damage it, it would just be on that piece of wood, right?
Exactly. Well, you can go online and vote right now, foxfmonline.ca. One person today is going through to the second round, and it's up to you. So head over there. You can vote. Take a look at the write-ups, the stories, the photos. It's all there. One person is going to get a little bit closer to patching up their pad, thanks to our great sponsors.
Fox Mornings with Nick and Reader.
It's an awkward two-man dance party every day.
So what?
So what? So let's dance!
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Fox FM Mornings, Nick and Luke hanging out with you here while Reader's away on holidays. It is Nick and Luke and friends because Don and Denny are here from the Yorkton Lions because we're talking about a very awesome event that's coming up to sort of bookend the Yorkton Film Festival. I remember hearing about this last year, and it's probably one of the most unique events that I've ever heard of, especially after a film festival, and that's the Big Lobster Dinner.
You've never been?
I have never been.
Oh, my God. You got to come.
Well, it's coming up very soon as well, too. It's coming up on the 25th.
Next Friday is when we're on the go here.
Now, for those of you who are uninitiated, what goes on at this lobster dinner?
Well, there was this guy that we produced a commercial here, and he took the perspective of the lobsters. Do you want to give us a little bit of that?
I can't remember. I did do the voice for it, though. But there's going to be a lot of lobsters, but there's going to be something more unique, too, and that's trap shooting.
Lobsters, trap shooting, bonfires. It's the only place, I think, in Canada or in Saskatchewan where you can do all these things at once and legally drink.
Yeah, and it's all happening at York Lake at the range there, too.
The gun club, yeah.
At the gun club.
And the other thing is this year we're having a special lager beer that is designed to match with lager. If you want to try something else, it's there. But we're kind of excited about this beer.
And it's, of course, from our friends at Back 40 here in Yorkton. It's the Lion's Lager. That's a cool name. Special beer. I don't think I've ever had a beer named after me. That's like an honor.
Yeah, they actually did some special research and found out what would pair nicely with the lobster. So, and it's still a secret to this day. We'll find out.
Secret ingredients?
Secret ingredients, yeah.
Now, it is a lobster fest, but if you're not a big fan of lobster, you can still have a steak as well.
Juicy, tender steak.
Yeah.
So it's lobster, steak, it's trap shooting, it's all sorts of fun at the gun club in York Lake. Tickets are still on sale, and there's a deadline coming up, I heard.
Deadline's Tuesday. We got to get these lobsters flown in from Nova Scotia. They're each a pound and a half, so we want to make sure that everybody's got a nice juicy one that available to them. So yeah, deadline's coming up Tuesday. There is also the steak option, of course, but if you want to get your tickets from any Lions member, from Yorkton Lions on Facebook, and of course from the Yorkton Film Festival office.
Now, I didn't get to go last year because I had some plans already. I think I was on holidays at the time, but there's no way that I'm going to miss this one. It's coming up on the 25th. It is Lobster Fest. You're going to get Lions Lager. You're going to get your lobster. You're going to get your trap shooting, and you're going to have a heck of a lot of fun, too. So get your tickets now. You got until Tuesday to get those tickets. Call any member of the Yorkton Lions. Go to the office for the film festival. That's where you can get your tickets as well. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. Looking forward to hearing about this great event because I'm going to be there.
Hey, awesome. Thanks.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.